Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Smashy Business Show. Today is September 25th, 2024. It is a Wednesday, middle of the week. My name is Hind Aldeh, and I'm here with my co-host, Abdelmajid Awan. Today's news, a lot of news revolving around the UAE specifically. Yeah. So we have the UAE recognized as a major defense partner by the US, UAE Airlines cancel flights to Beirut amid regional tensions, and General Atlantic to open Abu Dhabi office. So I think the main news of the week actually is the fact that His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed went to the White House on Monday. And they talk, and he spoke with a lot of U.S. officials, mainly the president and the vice president, as well as the secretary of state, yeah. To talk about everything that's been going on. And so one thing we want to highlight from this meeting is that the UAE was called as a major defense partner, and it's only the second country to be awarded yeah. this title. The first was India.
In 2021, so India was called by the US as the major defense partner. Mm-hmm. So now what will happen is that UAE will, they already have a lot of contracts going with UAE. Then
military with the contracts.
US. Military contracts, and they're already doing a lot of trade in trillions of dollars, obviously, because US is like one of the biggest export and import markets for the UAE and Saudi Arabia, for the whole of Middle East. US is a very big market. So now they'll do joint exercises together,
trainings together. Yeah, so like together. Military operations, yeah. they'll so train together.
It's good that they'll be, the military level talks will be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
They all, of course, also talked about Palestine, Gaza, yeah. and also Sudan. And one thing I'd like to highlight, I saw this on a report by Al Jazeera, where they said that the UAE has been a leading voice in the UN Security Councils yeah. to call for resolutions and to condemn Israel's actions and their war on Gaza. And they're often put at odds with the US because yeah. they always veto during the UN Security Council. So the UAE is leading that. They're the main voice to call for actions to, you know. But at the same time, Washington still sees the UAE as an integral part in the Middle East, as an integral country to any post-war recovery plans in Palestine.
And the important thing is that they talked about this Palestine conflict, and both parties agreed that there should be de-escalation. They didn't, like US, we saw that they usually veto it. But Biden, as he's going out, has a soft corner for the conflict now, and he says that it should end, which is a stance that we didn't see. They were like, Israel is on the defensive, it's doing it for self-protection and all that. But this statement from Biden, along with His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, that there should be de-escalation, is a good move coming from the main partner of Israel in this conflict,
mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of military equipment, a lot of military stuff that is sent to Israel by the US.
Yeah.
So this stance is good. Maybe it's a political move also. We shouldn't comment on politics, but it's a political move maybe also to get the voters to vote for his party,
yeah,
Kamala
always
Harris.
This
angle with it. Yeah.
yeah, that the elections are coming soon. So of course the sitting president or of the party,
yeah.
They're always trying to kind of
make
the most
happy.
Out of it
yeah.
during these last few months. But,
but
again, we don't want to get too much into yeah. politics on the show.
But business-wise, His Highness Sheikh Zayed, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed also met Nvidia owners.
Yes.
So he met a lot of tech leaders in the US, which is also a good sign because we remember that when the event, the visit was about to happen before that on Friday and, or Thursday, the statement from the UAE government came out which said that economy and technology would be the biggest talks
priority.
Of mm-hmm. the visit. So economy wise, we'll see there will be more updates coming your way. But technology wise, he met tech leaders from the US and they talked about a lot of stuff. Cooperation in AI. Yesterday we talked a lot about AI actually,
yeah.
that AI is the biggest thing that they are focusing on for their non-oil movement away mm-hmm. from oil basically. So let's see, hopefully he'll come back. One of the biggest thing that has happened has already happened. UAE is now the second biggest defense partner for the US after India, which was given this title in 2021. And now more deals, more ideas, more talks will soon come out. We'll keep you updated.
Yeah. In other news related to regional tensions, the UAE airlines, their major airlines like Emirates, Etihad Airways, and Fly Dubai, canceled flights to Beirut amid rising tensions. And they've suspended the flights on September 24th and 25th, so yesterday and today. And there will probably be more updates expected throughout the week as the tensions are still ongoing. And airlines are rebooking passengers and notifying their customers, but at the same time advising them to check their bookings online or contact customer support. So a lot of a lot of them are trying to sway people out of traveling to Lebanon, and all you know, like if they're UAE citizens or nationals in Lebanon, they're trying to get them away from there. So I think even the UK is sending some people to Cyprus to help people move away from, get away from Lebanon, basically.
So the cancellations come amid increasing cross-border violence, which is happening right now between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. And majorly, it's focused on south of Lebanon, which has resulted in significant casualties. We saw the other day that nearly 1,000 people, 300
But even Beirut.
Even Beirut also.
They managed to kill a commander right in in the heart of Beirut. I mean,
so yeah, it's a lot happening. And we also talked about M&A activity recently on our show, that the merger and acquisition activity is being affected by a lot of conflicts and geopolitical things that are happening in this region. So the Middle East and Africa region saw a dip, Asia region saw a dip, US, North America saw a dip.
The whole world, basically.
So the whole world is feeling the economic, what would I say, the economic
consequences
of whatever is happening in the world right now.
And I think as long as this conflict or the war escalates, M&A activity will obviously also decrease.
And there's also one thing that in the Middle East, the event season is starting. A lot of business leaders travel from one country to another, from one city to another. So a lot of people who are in Lebanon would be traveling to the UAE or Saudi, and because of flight cancellations, there's going to be a lot of problem for the business travelers, basically, and the leisure travelers. Leisure, the Lebanon travel and tourism industry is very big. They're a big part of their GDP. That has already been affected. But now business travel is also getting affected. So let's see, hopefully, these things, these flight cancellations are on day-to-day basis. They'll see if the tensions escalate, they'll cancel more flights. If they de-escalate and there's a calmer environment, obviously they'll continue. So every day is a new day for flights. You have to like keep yourself updated. If somehow you're traveling to Lebanon for any reason, just try to check everything before leaving. Talk to the airline, see the news, see our show, see, follow us on social media. We'll keep updating about it. So just see where you're traveling and if anything is happening there. If there is a chance of anything even happening, don't travel, maybe delay your plans.
Because,
but be safe. That's
because
the
maybe the
thing.
Website, the airline website might be delayed or something, and you won't catch that up until, you know.
Or maybe they're looking at it from the last minute perspective, that they'll see till the last minute if they can fly out or not. So don't rely on them 100%. Just see news, authentic news sources. Keep an eye on the happenings in Lebanon and then travel. So the operative word is be safe.
Yes, exactly. Let's move on to our final story of the day. So General Atlantic is going to open an Abu Dhabi office in the ADGM in Abu Dhabi. So General Atlantic is a private equity firm which manages around $83 billion in assets. And they plan to open an office in Abu Dhabi by the end of this year. So their the firm has received preliminary approval to operate in the Abu Dhabi global market, and they're just waiting for the final confirmation. So Karim Bouaz, who is currently based in London, will be expected to relocate as the first team member in Abu Dhabi.
And ADGM is continuing to attract a lot of global investment firms. We saw a $1 trillion fund coming. We saw a lot of billion-dollar funds coming. If you want any updates, you can see it on our social. We've done all the stories, all the big people who are moving here. So you can go and see them. And it's becoming a hub for asset managers seeking partnerships with the wealthiest funds in the region. So there is ADIA, Abu Dhabi Investment Authority. There's Mubadala. Every day we find something about Mubadala, where Mubadala is investing in something. So these wealth funds in the region, and then obviously they can access Saudi Arabia, PIF through this region as well. So they're setting up office here. It's again the ease of doing business. The processes, paperwork is very less. It's all digital.
No tax income.
No tax income. The best thing. Yeah. So all of them are moving here to access basically the wealth in this region. Mm-hmm. That is why we see a lot of asset managers or asset management firms moving here.
Yeah.
Because they want to tap into this market now, and they see there's trillions and trillions of dollars here to get access to.
Yeah, so the final approval for the Abu Dhabi office is expected by the end of 2024. And General Atlantic's expansion into Abu Dhabi signals the growing trend of global firms establishing a physical presence in the Gulf, and not just for fundraising, but also for local investments. And the firm's first investment in the Middle East actually goes back to 2015. And more regional ventures will most probably follow suit.
Also, saw something. Nigerian billionaire Aliko Dangote is also setting up a family office, not in Abu Dhabi, but in Dubai. But he's coming to the UAE as well, and he'll be joining other high net worth individuals who have flocked to the Middle East. It's becoming the financial hub of the world, not even the Middle East, the UAE. Is becoming the financial hub of the world. So hopefully we'll see all of them come in, all of them add their money into
the UAE.
Again, into the UAE and in the local economy overall in the region. So that's good for the region.
Yeah. I mean, you said ADGM was the biggest in the region. I believe it's the biggest in the world. It has $1 trillion. They manage over $1 trillion.
The biggest across the world, if I could remember, it's someone from Norway. Mm. I recently read something about it. But yes, ADIA, Mubadala, PIF, Saudi's fund, they all rank in the top 10 or 10, top 15.
Which is incredible.
They're moving up very nicely. They're investing into a lot of startups and already established projects, and they're gaining money out of it. Mm-hmm. So obviously they're improving their ranking. Soon, most probably, they'll be the top one. Mm-hmm. But they still are making waves in the business and the economy of every country.
Yeah.
So let's see. Hopefully, they'll become the number one the biggest asset management company for Abu Dhabi and the Saudi.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all that we discussed today. It's basically, we talked about our president of UAE, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, going to the US, and US designating the UAE as the second biggest defense partner after India. Apart from that, he met a lot of tech leaders in the US. We talked about that also. Then we also talked about General Atlantic with $83 billion of assets under management, them coming to Abu Dhabi. And we also talked about the flight cancellations that are happening from the UAE.
Mm-hmm.
So Fly the Way, Emirates, Etihad, we talked about that. And also throughout the world, a lot of airlines are canceling their flights. Lufthansa from Singapore. I have a whole list, but you can just go and Google it and maybe see it. But everyone is canceling flights. So again, the operative word, if you're traveling there or you're traveling from there, just be careful, see the news, whatever is happening, and then plan your trip.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. You can always find us on all these streaming platforms like Anghami, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also find us on TikTok, Instagram, X, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. We also have a daily newsletter that comes out every morning, so make sure to check that out. So thank you so much for joining us on the Smashy Business Show, a Smashy Business production, part of the Augustus Media Podcast Network. We'll see you tomorrow.